Hey guys, it's Damian from Marketing Food Online, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we are going to get into the five important aspects to think about when you want to start a frozen food business. Let's get started, guys. Okay. All right, guys. So let's get right into it. Let's dive into this topic. I get a tremendous amount of questions on YouTube, actually, in regards to frozen food business, starting an online frozen food business. And how does that work? And how can you get one up and running? And all kinds of questions. So I'm going to give you five important aspects that you really just need to think about before you take a dive into frozen food business, because the frozen food business is slightly different, if you want to say, than a traditional food business creating food products and selling them online or selling them in retail stores. There is a bit more to them as far as production, temperature, maintaining the temperature during transit and the logistical part of it and all of that good stuff. So I'm going to give you five things. Take a few minutes. Sit down and listen to the podcast in its entirety. So you might want to take a couple of notes and kind of brainstorm, because if you are serious about getting into frozen food business, one of the most profitable and biggest margin food items actually is frozen food. So let's jump right into it. Number one, this is obviously a no-brainer. You need to figure out what type of frozen food you want to sell, okay? To be quite honest with you, there are endless, literally limitless types and styles of food, flavor profiles, categories that you can get into. Frozen food is gigantic, okay? The thing about frozen food is that, to be quite honest with you, most of the time the food has a much longer shelf life, obviously, because it's frozen, and it lends itself to selling food much easier because of the fact that it is frozen. Now, there's a lot of shelf-stable products that can, of course, have a long shelf life, but shelf-stable food can actually, of course, have a tendency to have that expiration date or best buy date, actually. And that kind of limits the length of the shelf life for those products. And, of course, that varies dramatically depending on whether it's a canned or a boxed or a bag. I mean, of course, you can look at all kinds of different types. But frozen food is different because maintaining the temperature, it can last 6 months, 8 months, or a year even before it's consumed. So figuring out what type of food, what category do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the appetizers? Do you want to be in pizzas? Do you want to be in frozen meats? Do you want to be in prepackaged foods or, of course, dinner meals? Do you want to do meals? Do you want to do food on the go, things that are early breakfast, morning type of thing, or grabbing single serve like heat and warm burritos, those types of things? There's a lot of different categories with a lot of different types of food. Figure out what it is that you really are passionate about or the type of food that you like. Okay. Then from there, you can delve into the next four items that I'm going to get into, but figuring out how to manufacture it, create it at the lowest cost and getting in all that stuff. Once you determine the type of food and what category you want to be in, because that's going to dictate the cost and that's going to dictate a lot of other aspects of it. Now, next up, number two, you need to figure out who are you going to sell to? Okay. What I mean by that is there is a gigantic market for frozen foods. And I don't mean just selling them to retail stores and collecting, you know, your relatively smaller margins per unit. You can sell them online. You can also sell them to food service. Food service is huge. And if you're not familiar with what food service is, you know when you go to a hotel and they have a nice cafeteria, you go to a hotel, they have food. You know when your kids go to school, you know when universities offer food. Do you know airports? You want to eat something at an airport? You want to go to, you get, of course, fortunately, you know, you get admitted to a hospital. Where do you think the food from there comes from? All of these different outlets buy food in bulk from food service companies. So the the market is gigantic. It goes on and on. That's just a fraction of the list of people who actually buy from food service. Do they buy frozen foods? Of course they do. Of course. It could even just be a line of frozen vegetables if it's green beans, if it's peas and carrots. No matter what it is, if it's frozen and in bulk, food service would be a great route for you to go. And that's just one. You could sell to wholesale clubs, Costco, Sam's. Then you got retail stores, and there's thousands upon thousands, of course, retail stores. So figure out where is it that you want to take that product. Once you determine the product, it technically, honestly, almost any product that can be created in a frozen food process can be sold to any of these types of venues, food service, retail. You can sell directly online, like I mentioned. So you determine where you want to go with it, okay? Then next up, are you going to make it, or are you going to have a co-packer make it? Yes, believe it or not, there are dozens and dozens of companies all over the United States that do specifically frozen food co-packing. They have the facility, they have the logistics, they have the warehousing, they have the freezers, they have everything. You bring them your recipe. You basically create a relationship, of course, with them. You need to understand what they can and can't do. Not every, by the way, every frozen food facility creates every type of frozen food. It's dependent upon the types of machinery and how the mechanics and how the facility operates and all of that good stuff. If you were looking to create frozen chicken broth, for instance, let's say, it would probably not be a company that creates frozen ready-to-serve meals that has a variety of chickens and cooked chickens and vegetables and sauces and rices and things. So you got to understand that the facilities are different. So determining, again, number one, determining the product itself, figuring that out, and then moving on into whether you want to make it or you're going to do a co-packing facility to do it for you, that's going to be determined upon what it is. Now you say, well, how could I possibly make my own frozen meals? Yeah, you can. There are ways that you can do it. It's on a much smaller scale if you're starting out from scratch. I can guarantee you that. But you can definitely start your own frozen food business. You can get into commercial kitchens. If you've got a process together, you cook the foods, you put it in the proper containers. The process is you have the process down pat, get it sealed up, and you have in that commercial kitchen, you've got the logistic capabilities to have a walk-in freezer. And you freeze your products, and then you sell it as you make it. Yeah, it's on a much smaller scale. Don't get me wrong, but yes, you can do it. There's nothing stopping anybody from creating their own frozen food line. And then from there, if you get in, you get locally, you get into a few stores, then you shop the product around. Then it little by little grows, sales grow. Then you have a few more stores. Then you could step into a co-packing facility, and move up from there. Now, number four, are you looking to sell regionally or nationally? And what regionally is let's say you start off in Florida and you're in Miami and you start a food production facility and you're selling your frozen foods in the area of Miami and maybe regionally, meaning just the state of Florida, okay? So that region would be just one state, potentially maybe Georgia, the Carolinas, maybe about four or five states. That's actually going to be a regional rollout, okay? Then from there, if you've got success in multiple states, then you can go nationally, and that would be something where you could pick up Costco's or Sam's Clubs, or you could pick up Whole Foods, or you'd pick up something that's a nationwide chain, and then they can roll out on a much bigger scale. And of course, at that point, co-packing facility is the only way that you would be able to supply the demand for that. So I personally, with all of the recommendations I've ever made on any of my videos, over 400 videos and numerous podcasts, always start small, but just think big. Stay local. Stay in your community. Stay in your area first. You kind of got to own that little area where you are. Be in as many stores as you can. And then from there, you can take the bigger steps. To jump into something nationally or something regionally, you're not going to understand the logistics of it. You're not going to understand the business aspects of it. I would definitely say stay local and stay small first. And then as you get your feet wet, then you can move into bigger things. Now, this actually moves me into my fifth and final step. And of course, there's a lot of other aspects to creating a food business based on frozen food. But these five are definitely some huge stepping stones, big, big parts of getting the ball rolling and understanding what you can and can't do. So that gets me into the next topic, which is going to be the food broker. Food brokers are phenomenal. Food brokers are great to have. Now, they do cost money, but you find a food broker who's going to represent your product, they're going to be the pitchmen. They're going to be the guys out there selling it. They're going to be doing the legwork, if you will. So is it worth having them? Yeah. Do you need them right off the bat? Probably not. I don't know about that. You can definitely call around. You could definitely begin to get relationships with some food brokers. Call up. They all also handle different types of food. Some of them are like all organic products. Some food brokers actually specialize in frozen food. Some food brokers specialize in other types of foods that are not related to frozen food. So you need to find that one, of course, that would help you specifically with what you need. So those five key aspects of a frozen food business, when you're getting started, you need to sit down and think about these things. And then from there, then begin to take action and do something about it. So what I did is I actually put together, and there will be down in the description, if you are looking for co-packers, if you want to at least ask, you know, pick up the phone and get some questions asked from different frozen food co-packers, I put together a huge list. I curated a list. It took quite a few months to put this together. So I was really excited when I got it done. I'm also giving you additional 20 questions to ask a food co-packer. These 20 questions are questions that I believe are super important to begin that one-on-one relationship with a co-packer. And that's what it is about. It's about relationships, business relationships. So if you can go through the list, find the one that's adequate or the one that's going to pertain to what you're looking for. They all handle a variety of frozen products. So take a look at the list. Get yourself a copy of the list. It's well worth the investment. Take a look at those 20 questions. Start a relationship. Start a rapport with one of the co-packers and see what you can do. See what you can create with the frozen food business. And I'll do a couple of actual videos on Marketing Food Online YouTube channel. If you want to check those out, I'm going to have them come out shortly. They're actually going to be frozen food videos in regards to packaging, in regards to price points, marketing and stuff, especially if you want to do this online. Yes, you can do a frozen food business online, and I'll show you how. All right, guys, so with that being said, I'm going to wrap it up. I'll keep it short and sweet and always to the point, and I'll see you on the next YouTube video, or you can download our podcast. You can check us out online. Take care.